So you're welcome. Either close your eyes or turn your gaze inward. Allow your experience to be whichever way it is. You do not exist in time. Whatever appears to you is like the weather, is the external weather, sounds, perceptions, and there is the internal weather. Thoughts and sensations. You are nobody. You're not somebody. And at the same time, you are everybody. You are not something, and yet nothing exists without you. The mind, meaning thoughts, appear to you. Various body minds appear to you. None of which define you, like the many colors of a rainbow, do not define the white light, colorless. Formless. It does not matter much what thoughts or sensations appear to you. as long as you do not refer to yourself in any limited way. Whenever you're trying to improve yourself, you're just trying to improve. Something which you imagine yourself to be. You can improve the health of the body. You can improve your knowledge about music or about how things function in the world. But improving yourself requires the assumption that you are something or someone that can be improved. You are not that. When you know yourself to be somebody, you have limited yourself because your true nature is not in time, not known by the mind. The mind is just a movement within you, which is your movement. Like the movement of water as waves. Your thoughts and your sensations and your perceptions are like the movement of water. Your movement as mind. But you are not limited by the movements. You're not limited in any way. It is only the belief that you know what you are, that you are a man, a woman, that you're a person, that you're somebody. It is this false knowingness which binds you and gives you the impression that you need to improve yourself, that you need to become a better somebody, none of which is true. Your reality is not knowing, being not knowing. I know I am, but I don't know what I am, nor do I need to know what I am. Because what I am is just a movement within the mind. The good, the bad. They're just movements of the mind. You're neither good nor bad. None of this applies to you. So your path to not knowing is to disrobe yourself from knowing what you are, to simply be exposed, not relying on the previous thought and the subsequent thought to define you, to simply be not in time, not defining yourself as a continuum in time, because there is no continuity in time to consciousness. Eternity is not a continuity. The continuity is in the realm of thoughts and perceptions, but not in the realm of being. Being is not continuous. It is eternal, not in time. You can comprehend that because you are not in time. The truth resonates to itself. It recognizes itself and knows itself, irrespective of the mind arguing and wanting proof. Being is its own proof. The formless reality which is and which perceives right now is its own proof, its own validation. It does not require a validation via memory or via thought or via recollection or via some experience. If you can come to pure presence right now, meaning to simply be doing nothing, allow yourself to sink into being. Which is being sinking into itself. It's nothing that somebody as a personal doer does anything. You are already that which I am. You're already the I am, the amness, the beingness. You don't need to be loved because you are love itself. You don't need to be made whole because you are wholeness itself. You don't need to project yourself as an image, as somebody. And you don't need to project others as somebody. Because what you are is not an image. Not some sort of projection, nor is anybody else. Whenever you project yourself, you are limiting yourself. No matter how great that projection is, it's still finite. When you return to not knowing, you are returning to truth. Because there is no way to define truth. It knows itself, like you know yourself. You know yourself as being, as presence, as reality. Not as a man or a woman, somebody is trying to get somewhere. If you're trying to get somewhere, you need to ask yourself, what is this I that is trying to get somewhere? You will find a mental projection. You will find memories and stories. You will find the past and the future. But you will not find the peace of being. You will not find presence. You will not find freedom. You will not find love or joy. When you're trying to improve yourself, we are in the judgment business. You are not in the understanding business, not in the love business. You're in the improvement business. Judging others and judging yourself. Sister, in inner weather, the habitual pattern. Once you see it, it loses its power. There may be habits of the mind and habits of the body, but there are no habits to yourself, and no habits to awareness.